And of course, I can't remember the name.
All right, well, good morning, everybody. God bless you all. Good morning, folks on Facebook Live. We're doing Sunday fellowship here in my house, Point Loma. So welcome, welcome after the holidays here. So what we're going to do, the first 5-10 minutes, is let y'all get a cup of coffee. Tom's already on board with that. And yes, you, okay, so, yeah, help yourself to some coffee. If you want to peek ahead on what we're going to do, you can look at Psalm 16:11. Okay? 16:11. It's going to be an interactive fellowship. In other words, I'm not going to do all the talking. I want your input and thought, whatever, so... Hello, Dan. Bless your hearts. Yeah, we're doing coffee and tea, liquid refreshments now for 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
Get settled in, and then we'll start our fellowship. We're going to be looking at Psalm 16:11, getting some responses from the audience here. Won't be able to do that for you folks on Facebook Live, but. We're not on a conference call. I know sometimes during the week we're on a conference call, but not this time for Facebook Live, so we can't hear you. I guess you can make comments and likes and that sort of thing on the Facebook stuff. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't do Facebook, so.
It's going to pick up the sound. Unfortunately, we don't have a good sound hookup, so hopefully you can hear me. Those that are near the camera or the phone's going to be heard easier than probably me. So I'll be speaking up so folks can hear. So go ahead and help yourself. We're going to do refreshments, obviously. We got refreshments a little later. Coffee and tea is available now. Psalm 16:11. Yeah. What? Jeannie's cooking. What's she cooking?
I think banana bread, bacon.
Yeah, she's baking something. We're going to be smelling that.
All right.
Wow. We can't do smells on Facebook.
You do smiles.
One of these days.
Smiles and smells.
Smiles work. So hang in there, folks, on Facebook. Get a cup of coffee or tea. And a few minutes here, we'll get officially started.
You said Psalm 16:11.
What happened in 16:11? Some history.
Yeah, it is. It's the main part of
mine.
16:12 or 11? 11?
11.
Magna Carta was,
Magna Carta was,
came out.
Came out, yeah.
It's kind of like the English Declaration of Independence.
I'm glad nobody asked,
really
what's
work,
the Magna Carta?
But it was a foundation that they were from. Yeah, the common folks confronted the lords of the manor for rights and privileges.
First-time citizens, as opposed to just the nobility or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the clergy, God forbid.
Yeah. So, everybody have a good holiday?
We did. How about you?
We did. We just got back yesterday.
Oh, so you flew out?
We flew up. To San Jose, and both my boys, James lives in San Jose, Campbell area, and Tim lives in Fremont, which is 30 minutes away. And so, but we all got together. We stayed part of the time with one and the rest of the time with the other, but we all got together quite a bit. So
did they count the numbers to make sure that equal time here?
Yes, yes.
Kids are good about that.
Yeah, they make sure you covered equally.
Right.
Yes.
So was it pretty crowded in the airport in terms of your flight times? And
you know, I'll tell you what, it was somewhat crowded going up on the 22nd. You're at the new airport, the Terminal 1 new airport. But it moved along pretty good. The TSA was very quick. But checking bags took 20 minutes or so. Yeah, it was definitely full. Coming back, San Jose Airport looked like it was almost a ghost town.
Really?
It was so empty. No waits. Come on in. Hey, boys. God bless you. We got a couple seats on the sofa here.
Okay.
Works for you. We can put some chairs, more chairs in the back if any more folks come. But we're on Facebook Live here. People are calling in there. And we're doing coffee and tea. Is there some folks coming? You're going to be my
eyes.
Lookout.
Lookout.
Eyes, eyes behind the eyes.
Yeah,
eyes behind the name.
Watchmen.
Daniel, do you need to be over here for the camera, or are you okay?
Yeah, he's...
No music.
Yeah, he's got it going, and we're in good shape, so... Yeah, we had... We played games with the family, different games.
What was the one that was most competitive when they were over here? Was it not pickleball, or it was something that Tim was more competitive than the others?
I think it was pickleball.
Was it pickleball?
We had Thanksgiving. We had a pickleball tournament.
Yeah.
And you guys did really well.
Well, Tim and his wife won.
Yeah.
We came in second.
Yeah.
Susie and I had Susie.
Uh-huh.
And Jeremy played with Jeannie, so. But
I guess they
played a little pickleball in Fremont.
Jeremy in the midst of the crowd.
Huh?
Who is Jeremy?
He's my daughter's husband.
Son-in-law.
Oh, I didn't meet him, so I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I saw it on the card and didn't register.
Probably the funnest, if that's the
funniest.
Most fun game. Was one that the kids got for their dad, I guess. We took the two boys out shopping.
You financed it.
And
sounds
they bought these games. Come on in. Hi! Bless you. We need to grab a chair back there.
You
can sit there. Jeannie will sit here, so it's perfect.
You know what's a really cool game, especially for you guys, a huge family? It's called Spoons. Did you ever hear of that?
No.
So it's a table game, so if you're rained out or whatever. All you need is with you guys, there'll be a lot of players. Let's just say you got 16 players. So you lay out, it's 15 spoons. And then you pass cards. And whenever somebody lays down a card, they can grab a spoon, which means everybody else grab a spoon, and the one that's left out without a spoon is eliminated.
Oh, it's kind of like musical chairs.
So it's like musical chairs, except you're cheering. Super competitive, when you said competitive. And we used to play with our aunts, their aunts and whatnot during holidays. Super cool, yeah.
Well, they got this game, Ducks. And there were 15 little... bathtub type rubber ducks.
Oh, yeah, the little ones that float.
Yes, and they're different colors and stuff. So everybody has a duck, and there's cards, and the cards will say, "Tell the person on the right something," and if they laugh, you get a point. Or everybody put the duck on their head and turn around, and the last one that standing with a duck on their head gets a point. And there's all kinds of crazy fun activities and questions and things like that.
Is it a commercial card game that you can buy?
Yeah, it's a box, little box you can buy the game.
So
Ducks.
That's something we need.
So, well, everybody, Doing well with the holidays and stuff, kind of settling down. I guess we got New Year's coming up. So, I'm not so much a midnight,
New York midnight,
boom holler type thing.
East Coast midnight.
Yeah. But we got the New Year coming up, 2026, so.
Wow.
Yeah, we're moving right along here. Lord's holding on here, like, hopefully not too much longer.
And here you are.
I want to check for that parade, the float parade. Last year I missed it.
What parade?
In San Diego downtown.
The holiday parade.
Holiday.
When is that?
It's the largest float parade in the country. There were numbers of them.
The holiday parade?
You said what? Yes.
Yeah.
Is
that
Rose Festival or what?
With a number of floats, the biggest one.
Oh, floats. I thought you said boats. Okay, boats.
Yeah. Well, boats
like
float.
The boat parade was a
couple
of weeks
ago. Boats float, too.
Dan, isn't this the 250th?
Yes.
Birthday
yep.
For the country.
26.
It's actually
250 years.
July 4th is the 250th
Miramar.
Big celebrations planned in Washington and throughout the country. They're even going to take from the White House, Dana White, who's with the Wrestling Foundations. They're going to have a huge screen with thousands of people in one place, all for the WWE, for the wrestling.
Oh,
is part of it. So, I mean, it's going to be for that many years for this country to do what it's doing. And the neat thing is, like, for New Year's and Christmas, France, England, other countries canceled and are canceling all of their activities for New Year's Eve because of fear of terrorism.
Oh, wow.
But, which, you know, but,
that's nice. Yeah.
Right, yeah, it's taking a stand. So for this country to do that and continue forth with, hey, we'll protect people the best we can, be sharp, and do that. It's allowing people to celebrate what no other country has had in the face of the earth as we do because of the laws of nature and the laws that nature's got.
Yeah.
Israel doesn't even have that in their constitution. We do. So when we realize that, it's like, wow, we've got something very precious here. So
very
holding
special.
On to it. Yeah.
Yeah, the, I guess... When they in New York, they drop the ball or something
yes.
like that on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
They're going to do something else special to celebrate the 250. Start off all the celebrations
right.
that will happen in our country.
When they're so dedicated into it in New York City, Times Square, which I've been to New York City. I lived outside of Buffalo, New York, but you picture young adults, middle adults, teenagers. Okay, any age level, there they are, Times Square.
Children, too.
And children. But they're all,
surprising.
They all have, the majority of them all have diapers on. And you say, diapers? What? Because the restrooms are so hard to get to. They
oh
have,
my gosh.
Right. So all night long.
Oh my God.
Right. Well, it's not God.
Depends like for all.
So adults.
I never thought of that.
They have. So they go and enjoy their night, and you're watching them on TV.
I just wouldn't drink anything.
I didn't need to know that.
Well, I'm watching now and see. Can I see an outline?
Well, see, here, it's nice outside. New York City,
especially right now, it's really cool.
Yeah, with the buildings, because the wind follows the buildings. So you get it with your face
right
and all your whole body.
No.
Wow.
But yes, Times Square, Dick Clark and others before him.
Well, and then also we have the Olympics here, and then also the big soccer tournament's going to be here.
It's going to be quite a year.
World Cup's going to be here in North America. That's going to be shared with Canada and Mexico.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you didn't hear he saved his seat. And
okay.
You're welcome to be here. Other people have moved.
I might be back. It
doesn't matter. All right. Well, I trust everybody got a cup of tea or is okay for a while here. So.
That seat's taken. Thank you.
Well, why don't we have a word of prayer to start off? And Tom, why don't you pray if you would, please, just to open this up.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, We come to you with great thanksgiving and great praise, filled with great joy for all that you do for us. Pray for all the people that have joined us here live, and for those who are on Facebook. Just thank God for all of them. Pray that they have a great new year coming up, and that the years past has been showered with blessings. So we love you, God, and we are looking forward to hearing the word. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's hear from our Heavenly Father. Jeannie, would a prophecy loud, please?
Know, my children, that I, the Lord thy God, do tenderly hold you in the palms of my hand. Never allow any fear in your heart, because perfect love casts out fear. And that is the perfect love that you have every moment of the day. Never allow room for the adversary to put lies that are contrary to my truth. For I am a good, good father, and I have always protected you and will protect you, and I've given you great power that you can do the works that my son did. So carry on enjoying this relationship we have and love one another.
Rebecca, word of prophecy, please.
My beloved children, I hold you tenderly. I look at you. You're engraved in the palms of my hand. Thank you, my children, for loving me, because I first loved you. And my children, never forget all the blessings that I have bestowed on you. Life is distracting. There are circumstances. But my children, I am with you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So truly, my children, walk in this world boldly. Be ambassadors of love. Be ambassadors of truth. Know that as you absorb my word, you know a lot of it. But it's not only knowing it, it's applying it in your lives, in your heart. Be sold out to my word. Be sold out to me. Again, my children, be fearless. Be bold. I walk before you, and I am with you.
Wow. Father, thank you for reminding us of your great love toward us, for your encouragement that we can be bold, knowing that you go before us, that you love us, you care for us, you want the best for us. You are a good, good Father to us. So we're grateful that we can hear these words and be built up by them. And we thank you for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Wow, I think we could just go home right now. I mean, my goodness, the encouragement and the love and everything. Man, I'm so thankful for the manifestations of Holy Spirit. You know, that's our power base, isn't it? The Holy Spirit, the gift of Holy Spirit, and for those wonderful 9 manifestations that we can operate with, that gives us the power to walk boldly, to hear our Heavenly Father, to know what to do, cast out spirits, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, right? We heard that, and we have that Christ in us. So, I'm encouraged.
Big time.
Big time, really.
Can I?
Yes.
That I heard as she was saying, I heard the Lord say, each of you have been called into this time. And not to ever say within yourself, why was I born? But no, we have been apportioned this time and appointed and anointed for it.
This is our time. God has called us this time. It's no other time would have fit for us than this time. Yeah. Good point. I thought it would be fun to take a look at Psalm 16:11. And there's three aspects that I want to highlight here, and we can kind of look at each one. This is an interactive fellowship today. I know, of course, most Sundays when we're down at Point Loma Assembly, it's a different setup, a meeting. We have a lecture or a teaching and that sort of thing. But I want to hopefully get you thinking and engaged in this particular psalm here. So, well, that matches your purse.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thank you. It was loving and kind. God bless you.
Okay. What does 1611 say? Daniel, you got real loud there. What do we got there?
Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Yes, thank you. So those are the three aspects I want to look at. Thou wilt show me the path of life. You know, God's going to show us the path of life. Well, how is that going to happen? What does God have to do to show us the path of life? Well, he's, I think, made it available. What do we do to find it?
Accept it.
Is that?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a response here.
Okay. Oh. So number one, through scriptures.
Go to the scriptures.
Number two, we can be pretty much direct word of knowledge, you know, revelation, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and what to do, and yeah, whatever.
What about some scriptures that kind of back up this path of life? What does the scriptures say in light of living the life that God has designed for us?
Well, one, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and believe and lean not unto your understanding. Yeah. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path.
Wow, great one. Where?
That's Proverbs
3. Yeah, Proverbs 3. Great scripture. Yeah, great scripture.
Verse 6.
Yeah.
Need 5 first. Trust in the Lord.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto thine understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct the path. That's a great.
And the rest of it is good too, though.
Right?
What's the rest of it?
Well, it isn't good.
Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and respect the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Mm-hmm. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
Amen.
Yeah.
All of Proverbs really are
very encouraging like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, very practical. What to do and not do, and you know. And
I was making some notes here too. John 17:17. Mm. What is that? Who can read that one? Yeah, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's talking with his dad. Yeah, real loud.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Yeah, sanctify, set apart, special. And how do you get set apart special? Word of God, right? Mm-hmm. That wonderful word of God.
Amen.
That's where we're going to find. That's our roadmap to the path of life, right? It is God's word. Man can't live by Doritos of the San Diego. Doritos of the, you know, I gotta say this, sorry, this is a side note. What did we eat the first, when we got back yesterday?
Burrito?
We had some, yeah, okay, but yes, Man can't live by bread alone, but by every word out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Yeah, there's a lot of wonderful scriptures that encourage us to walk, you know, go to the Word so that we can see the path of life. Anything else?
So much more.
Yeah, there's a lot we could. I've got a bunch here Testament. Too.
John 16:32-34 says, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, it is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I shall have spoken unto you, that in me ye shall have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that interesting? He said, be of good cheer. Why? Because I have, he gives you a reason why you should be. Oh, that's a very big reason. Biggest miracle he ever did, his son. Wow.
See, this world's crazy. We know we're seeing that. We experience it day in and day out, but we don't have to live within the world.
Yeah.
We can live outside of that world. And we'll kind of maybe see that later on, even bigger. But what about the other second part? In thy presence is fullness of joy. Wow. Well, how do we get into, if that's true, we know it's true. How do we get into the presence of God? Okay, what, Rebecca?
Don't know the verse exactly, but I think it's in 3 John. I have no greater joy than to see my children walk in truth.
I haven't thought about that.
Because that God has no greater joy than to see us walk in truth. But how do we walk in truth without the word? I mean, but God's word, like Jesus said, "Thy word is truth."
That I hear in my heart, but I might not sin against.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jeremiah 15:16.
Thy words
were found,
and I believed, and there was joy and rejoicing.
That's right.
The joy and rejoicing of my heart. Wow. I mean, everything kind of gets back to the Word, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And also, is obedience.
Yeah. We need to obey the Word. Yeah. Obey. Do it.
He can listen, not do it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a gift. I mean, it's not something we earn. Hey, look at my muscles. But it's a gift. And the thing with a gift, somebody has to be able to give it, and somebody has to receive it, or it's not a gift. If you don't receive it, it's not there because you're not taking it. So all God asks us to do is take my gift, my son. I mean, really, you think about that. And how does he seal it? His son died, but he raised his son from the dead.
Now, what about getting into his presence? What scripture could we...
Praise the Lord of what, all is in me.
Yeah, what about Ephesians? I know there's some things in Ephesians, Jeannie, if you could... 2:6, I think. Ephesians? Wow.
"And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus."
Amen.
So we're seated in the heavenlies. What? Yeah.
Personally, my favorite, as in, not personally, you know what I think, practicing the presence of God is that speaking in tongues and praising him and knowing that Romans, my spirit is witness, or that I have God's spirit in me, and that I'm a joint heir with Christ and
sitting
in the heavenlies and all of that.
That's a great reminder that we're in his presence when we speak in tongues. When you speak in tongues, you speak unto God, not unto man. Huh?
Right. Because when I have doubts, I just start speaking in tongues, and it is true. Oh, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We're human.
No, I hear you. No, that is good. What else here? What about, I've got a note here, Psalms 5:11. Anybody read that out loud for us?
What's that?
Here's Ephesians 1.
All those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you.
Amen.
There's some joy. Yeah, big time. Ephesians 1, 5 and 7, I think, through 7.
How about I start with 4?
Okay.
Wow. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, or in love having predestinated us into the adoption of children, sonship of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
Wow.
Yeah, we're in good shape with him.
Before the foundations of the world, before anything was anything, he was and is and will be. And yet he says, we were with him. Wow. How do you...
Talk about being in his presence.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh my God.
We just didn't know it yet.
We just didn't know it yet. That's good.
God never has an aha. We do, but he doesn't.
We have the mind of Christ, so we don't really have an excuse. We have the armor of God. We have the full measure of Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ had. So the devil should be running.
He's on the run. Nehemiah. Who could read Nehemiah 8:10? I think that's Nehemiah 8:10. Who's got it? Can read it nice and loud for our Facebook friends. Do you? Real loud, Tom.
Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm. All right. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we have that joy of the Lord, we are strong because we're trusting in him. You know, we're not worrying. We're not fretting.
That's right. The joy of the Lord.
It's on the verse. There it is.
We also have a kid song. The joy of the Lord.
It is my treasure.
Yeah. All right. Any other verses or anything on this one?
Joanna wouldn't know what that verse was.
No, I just wanted to know what feast he was celebrating with them.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure. Nehemiah, they were doing getting the wall built back up and stuff.
It would be the feast.
All right, at thy right hand are what? Pleasures forevermore. Wow. What verses help us, remind us that we're at his right hand and there's pleasures forevermore?
Seated in heavenly places.
Seated in the heavenly places, Ephesians. You know, our Lord and Savior is at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints.
Amen.
How about Colossians 3? Who could Colossians 3, 1 through 3? At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Which one are we on?
Colossians 3, 1 through 3.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth.
Amen.
For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That reminds me of Psalm where it says to delight yourself in the Lord.
What's that?
Psalms. Delight yourself in the
Lord. Oh, delight yourself in the Lord.
And he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah, that's a good one. Was there another verse in Colossians?
Yeah,
4.
4?
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Wow. That's some coat to put on.
Yeah. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Where is that? I know it's a scripture.
That's it. It's in Psalms, so I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, rejoice in the Lord always. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, find that one.
In,
oh, Philippians 4:4.
Yeah.
Which is always a pleasure to be rejoicing, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than being sad.
There's 2 Corinthians 2:14 I've got in my notes. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to what?
Try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Did we find the rejoice scripture?
Yeah, 4:4 Philippians.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also Psalms 33:1.
Yeah, let's read 33:1 and then we'll
rejoice in the Lord, all ye righteous. For praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with instruments of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play joyfully and shout of joy. The word of the Lord is right. I'm sorry.
Keep going. What's Philippians? What did you have?
Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. And again, I say
rejoice.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. Well, good. Anything else? Any other?
This is fun.
Yeah, it's interesting. You take a look at...
Just one more?
Yes, yes.
So, Psalm 147:11 says, the Lord takes, guess what? Pleasure in those who fear, reverence, and respect him. In those who hope in his steadfast, or hope as in believing his steadfast love.
Yeah.
And we even heard that through manifestations.
Pleasure, yeah. Wow.
What does it say for Jesus endured the cross?
For the joy.
For the joy.
Oh my gosh.
Was set before.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, for the joy that was set before him.
Yeah, one word, joy. And yet, cross and joy, do they fit? They did because of what he did. If he didn't do what he did, they wouldn't fit, but they do.
You know, it's given to us, too, to rejoice even in our
tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
Tribulation, yeah.
Right.
No pressure. Yeah.
We're following after the Lord. That's
all. Yeah, good. Well, it's great to, you know, when you look at God's word, like we're doing here with Psalm 16:11, you know, you look at it, work it a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, we appreciate what it literally says, but as we dig it a little bit, there's all kinds of verses that pop up to strengthen our minds on what the word really, really says. So, yeah, I thought it was great we could work this one scripture and look at some of the other verses that complement it and strengthen the reality of who we are in Christ, that we can walk this path of life, right? That we have the fullness of joy because we're in his presence, and there are pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
When we're with him, so.
Okay. Give an exhortation.
Yes, give us an exhortation, Jeannie.
Now, this is 1 Thessalonians 3:11-13. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our ways unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. with all his saints.
Yeah. What was that? What
1 Thessalonians 3:11 to 13.
Thank you.
I want to remind you, next Sunday we'll be at Point Loma Assembly. I guess that will be our first fellowship in the new year. I think it's the 4th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the 4th. Then the following Sunday, the 11th, Reverend Tom Burke from Columbus, Ohio, he's got a beautiful church that he's actually started and grew into a wonderful group there of believers, a bunch of them. So he's going to be visiting and teaching on the 11th.
Right.
So I'm excited about that. And, you know, another thing that I'd like to encourage you to think about with the new year coming up is, what do I want to do this new year? What, you know, people talk about making resolutions, right? New Year's resolutions and things. Not a bad idea to think about, well, what can I do this new year? What does God want me to do this year? There we go.
There we go.
That's what we want to really think, huh?
We can all lose 10 pounds, but is that really
the goal? No kidding.
So think about that. Talk to the Heavenly Father and let's see what He wants us to do in 26. All right. That'll be great. Be really sweet. Anything else? We're going to close with prayer. And if you have something you want to lift, this is going to be available. But anything else before we get into the prayer mode that needs to be announced? Yeah.
Not an announcement. Just I spent yesterday with our daughter for a daddy-daughter date. And basically, all we did was drive along Highway 101. And she was driving, and I then became the person speaking, which is not easy, hard to do. So I would describe different things to her. And like whenever Rebecca and I go driving or something, you see somebody running, jogging down the highway. And Rebecca, the words out of her mouth would be, no cellulite, no cellulite. Meaning if it's a woman jogging, Rebecca says, no cellulite. So I would give comments of different things, and like a daddy was pushing a baby carriage, but what he did, he was jogging, he'd push it ahead, jog, push it, so the baby, and I'm watching this, and my daughter couldn't watch it, so I'm explaining all of these things that happened, just another girl with her daughter, with her father, walking a beam, and she's got her bathing suit on, other people have just their shorts on. I mean, I'm from Buffalo, New York. In December, you make sure you have a bear rug wrapped around you.
Yeah.
But then we get to a restaurant, and we've been in a very noisy restaurant, so we left that one, and I didn't want to bust our bubble, so I would have endured the noise, but we ended up in a beautiful, quiet, in National City, a steakhouse type place, and the waitress, I shared something with her, and she turned to me before we left, and she said, "Sir, I want you to know I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life."
Oh.
And just something I shared with her. And so she gave me her email address because I'm going to write something to her. But so here I got to experience my daughter with a daughter-daddy date. And then here's the waitress who just came out and said, "I'll remember that for the rest of my life." So it's yeah, what a way to end it, like a sewing thread tied together. And yet we weren't going to be there, but we ended up being there. I thought, you talk about God. Yes, we needed to be there, but we didn't know it until we knew it. And even our daughter said, "What a beautiful, quiet, peaceful place." So anyway, so that was yesterday.
Can I suggest we need to be praying for our leaders that we could be free?
Yeah.
Someone pointed out how much the idols have been erected around our country that are abomination to our Lord. But also there's tremendous threats of assassination on our president. And the gal that was a politician that was Democrat from Hawaii came into a high position. They have selected to target her. And I just really feel we need to pray.
Well, we're going to pray, and so I want you to, when we jump in, pray for our country and our leaders, for sure.
Does anybody remember her?
Tulsi Gabbard, G-A-B-B-A-R-D. Tulsi, she's, I forgot what post she
she's
has.
She's in a high position.
Yeah, she's in a high position.
Department of Education?
Righteous.
No. Yeah.
She's,
okay.
She's just known to have brought more to the surface of corruption, and that's why she's so highly sought out.
Exposed, yeah. All right, so let's pray, and if you want to lift something in prayer, go ahead and jump in. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've had to get into your wonderful word. Thank you that you've given us a life that we can live with great joy and with great fellowship with you, that it's eternal, it's forever. And we are so grateful that we can continue to walk down this path of life that you've set before us, that we can do so walking by the Spirit and with the knowledge of your word. So I pray for your saints, your wonderful believers that are here and on Facebook Live and in our fellowship that we know and love, for your hand of blessing and protection over them. Pray for this new year ahead that we can hold forth the words of life, that we can walk with the power of God in our lives and reach people that want to know you. And so we pray for this, for open doors of utterance to speak your word. And I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for being such a loving Father and preparing us for every situation in life. I especially pray for the manifestation of gifts of healing, and that each one of us can recognize that by Jesus Christ's stripes we were healed 2,000 years ago, and that if we are struggling for that healing today, that we can go to you first and then go to one another for the just support and the manifestation that we just declare. And in our own hearts, we declare your word, and we just see it completed. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, and every thing that has a name has to bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, for the joy of the Lord in our hearts and strength, that we can see our calling. Each one of us have a calling to this ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we can all give. And I ask you to help show each one of us ways in which we can give, so that we truly are cheerful givers and we can radiate that love of Christ. Thank you for healing from the top of each one of our heads to the soles of our feet. Thank you for joy abounding in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your wonderful love unto us and for watching over us, taking care of us. And thank you for choosing us before the foundation of the world to be your sons and daughters. And thank you for your wonderful Son, our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And for him making available for us to be redeemed, sanctified, justified, and made righteous, so we can stand in front of you without any sin or guilt. And we thank you for your many blessings each and every day upon all your believers all over the world, for blessing this great nation we live in, the United States of America, and for the many blessings you bestowed upon this nation and our lives. In the name above every name, name Jesus Christ.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you that we can listen to your still small voice, Father, that we can be just so attuned to doing your will, as your Son Jesus Christ gave us the example. I thank you, Father, the fact that we are the church, all of those who believe in you. And I thank you that just for wisdom, for ministry leaders that represent you, and Father, that they also have the courage and the boldness to stand in the culture, Father, for you. I know that there has been so many things in terms of that have been said about compassion, but Father, I just pray that our leaders and us, you know, because we are actually, each of us, we have Christ in you, we are your ambassadors, that we can be discerning in terms of what is godly compassion, not the world's compassion, but godly compassion. Because Father, deceit is in the world, and in many denominations it has entered. So Father, I just thank you that, again, we can have the hearts of a child, but the discernment, the spiritual discernment that your Son Jesus Christ modeled for us. And I pray for healing for believers throughout the world, not only in terms of their physical health, Father, but their spiritual health. And for those who are persecuted for holding forth your word, in other countries, they endure great persecution.
Yes.
And so I just thank you that they can feel the warmth of your love. And just as Jeannie shared in a teaching months ago about how when like-minded believers were praying and a man was traveling, and when he found out the hour that he had been prayed for, that you had protected him from robbers. And I just thank you, Father, that again, we can walk in that power, and that we not be afraid. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, just thank you for all these words that just show the compelling nature in our hearts of wanting more of your word, and then trusting that we can walk with it. As somebody had recently said, that not one thing further needs to be done concerning prophecy.
That's true.
In the sense of the return of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Even when his own disciples asked him when he was coming back, and he said to them, "No man knoweth, yea, not even myself knoweth, but only my Father which is in heaven. God knows all things." Jesus doesn't, but he turned to them and says, "I don't know when I'm coming back. But good Lord, everything that needs to be done has been fulfilled. All it takes now is for your word, and you know when that word's going to be. We don't, but that's why we need to be encouraged to stand. Satan can't have our souls, but he can certainly steal our rewards if we allow for that. But God says, "I am the light," and Jesus said, "No man cometh to the Father except done through me." Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. And thank you, God, for setting the whole plan in motion. And there's no plan B or C. Mm-hmm. It's A for God and all. Thank you for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Can I pray for something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for my home. I thank you for the restoration of it and reconstruction. I thank you for just decisions that need to be made and just all of it. It's just thank you that I remember to come to you and lean on you. I thank you for our temporary residence and us just making it feel more like a home and continue to function in daily life. I thank you for this moving swiftly. I thank you for these insurance adjusters and just like breaking through that, penetrating that stubborn toughness or unyielding, unyielding everything. I claim this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jump in there.
Lord, I just want to thank you for the assault on the persecutors of Nigeria against the Christians there, and for the lift up every Christian family and Christian that is suffering persecution, as spoken of earlier. I ask you, Father, for their hearts to be encouraged in you, and that love would just cover every wound and every fear, that you would be presence in your angels, they would sense. Father, particularly the pastors in Canada that have been arrested, ask you to release them and remove them from the persecution going on in Canada. Lord God, thank you for our leaders that are doing righteously for you in your behalf. And you say, pray for our leaders that we may stay free to be worshipers. For certainly persecution is headed to our country if we do not overcome in prayer and trusting you, Lord. So we ask you to bring forth more light, more truth, and more justice in our courts, in every day, in everything that we're doing before you. Bring forth the light back into the places of darkness and wake up the church that's been asleep. Make us alive in your Holy Spirit again, and repentance to fall like a river flowing through every city and every Christian, that we be alive and acting in response to you and not this world. Help us to be transformed more into your likeness through Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Prayer wrap. Well, good. Well, bless your hearts. Thanks for being here this morning. Wonderful to be together. I think, and maybe give me a little input, we're thinking about continuing doing the last Sunday in the home, last Sunday of the month, instead of doing it at Point Loma Assembly, doing it here. In the home. I mean, obviously, when you have a home fellowship, it's a little more intimate. We can get involved. Everybody kind of can get involved, and more so than the other. Obviously, there's a benefit with what we do at Point Loma Assembly, too. So, yes.
I'm just giving you my eye. I mean, you know, yes.
Yes.
My yes.
Yes. Okay.
You know, Bob, it's Tom Bodette with Motel 6 says, come on up and we'll leave the light on. That's the hominess of home fellowship.
Yes.
And it shows the different things that can come out in terms of just the coziness and the welcoming aspect. Yes, it's there, but being able to come to your home says a whole bunch, too, in terms of opening your hearts and your home.
Bless your hearts.
Yeah.
I mean, any home fellowship is more intimate and caters more to needs, you know, personal needs that you might not, you know.
Yeah.
That's
how the Book of Acts started.
Exactly.
Right on.
Yeah. That's how it started. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks.
So more eyes.
Thanks for your input. Well, we'll say God bless you to Facebook folks. Thanks for being with us.